It's 8:55, currently 67 degrees. We've had some rain this morning here in Urbana. It's time to bring in Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Well, it looks like June is here. Price is firming as the day session gets up to speed. Production fundamentals look to be a little bit supportive, while peripheral influences appear mixed. Economic news out of Japan this morning has the yen advancing, putting some pressure on the dollar. Looking at prices right this minute, July corn, 408.5, up 3.75, recovering nicely from early losses. December corn, up 3 at 411.5. July soybeans, 10.84¾, up 6.5. New crop November beans, 10.58, up 2.25. July meal, 397.60, up 90 cents. And July oil, 31.83, up 2. In the wheat market, that's advancing nicely, probably on the coattails of the weaker dollar we talked about. July Chicago wheat, 470.5, up 6. September wheat, 481.5, also up 6. Kansas City, July, 453.25, up 6. In December, Kansas City, 492.25, up a nickel. Minneapolis wheat, 527, up 6.75. Crude market, currently down about 40 cents. And as we talked about, the dollar is down about 40 as well. Planting progress numbers out yesterday afternoon showed 94% of the corn planted versus 86% last week and five-year average of 92%. Beans were 73% planted versus 56% last week and a five-year average of 66%. Corn crop conditions 72% good to excellent. Trade mildly concerned about the amount of corn either planted or emerging in June. Also note by the numbers, 23 million acres of beans have probably not been planted yet and will obviously have a June planting date. Later than ideal for first crop seedings. Profiling the markets, Commitment of Traders report released last Friday afternoon showed funds getting more short the Chicago wheat market. Funds added to a little bit of length to the corn market over the last couple of weeks and reduced net length in beans by a nominal number. Open interest reviewed this morning suggests corn saw some liquidation pressure yesterday to the tune of about 18,000 contracts. End-of-month position squaring and weakness in the peripheral markets were likely contributors to this. Funds remain sizable long position holders, and we expect this to remain the case for the foreseeable future. Soybean futures open interest yesterday was virtually unchanged, but open interest in the options was up about 11,000. Considering the negative price action, one would have to assume that the shed risk was the sizable long position holder, but the strategy to accomplish this was masked by vague numbers. Wheat open interest was up yesterday, increasing about 10,000 contracts, inferring the funds are adding to an already short position. Funds have been persistently short this market and apparently don't feel a need to compel change. Looking forward, the USDA is in the process of collecting information for the quarterly grain stocks and planting progress, or the planted acres numbers at the end of the month. Those numbers are due out, and the expectations are for an increase of soybean acres and a reduction in corn acres. The question to be answered is how many. That's about it for today. We hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill. Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
Thank you, Brian.
Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, joining us this morning. A quick glance at Wall Street. The Dow trading down about 95 points right now at 17,692. The S&P down 10 points at 2,087. The NASDAQ off 23 points, trading at 4,925. We've had some rain move through already this morning. Looks like a little bit of a tail behind the line of rain that has moved through already, and then probably in the clear at least for a while after that with mostly cloudy skies. A high of 83 degrees today. Southwest winds up to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms continuing this evening. Then skies turn partly cloudy overnight, the low 61. Sunny, a bit cooler, and a little drier tomorrow with a high of 80 degrees. Northwest winds 5 to 10. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, the low 59. Mostly sunny skies for the day on Friday and a high of 81 degrees. It looks like our next chance of showers and thunderstorms moves in on Friday night into Saturday. And then after that, we're going to cool off a bit for Sunday with a high of just 72 degrees and then highs in the mid to upper 70s Monday and Tuesday of next week. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.